Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Bomb Maker by Thomas Perry. Read by Joe Barrett. 1. The Maker's fingers were nimble and certain, never trembling or touching any object or surface without intention. His hands were sure because he had designed the parts to be assembled in a precise order. A bomb was a simple machine. Its only moving part was a switch to complete the circuit running from the power source to an initiator and back. But bomb-making was mentally demanding. Creating a potent blast required knowing the chemical processes he could produce by combining particular substances in specific proportions. He had to know how to coax them to transform from inert lumps of matter into sound, light, heat, and brute force. The switch was enormously important. If he kept the switch open while he assembled the parts, nothing was at risk. The device became lethal only in the instant when the switch was engaged and the circuit was closed. Part of the Maker's power was building in the set of conditions that must exist before the switch would close. He had used barometer switches designed to close when the bomb was at a specific altitude. He'd made time-delay bomb switches from kitchen timers, timers from lawn sprinkler systems, and alarm clocks. He'd made switches that used motion sensors from outdoor lighting fixtures to close a circuit when a person came near. He'd set bombs off with mouse traps, components from children's toys and games, a pressure pad that turned on a laughing Halloween.